Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here.
When you hear news like this about U.S. Airways, what's the first thing you think?
Desperation. Just sheer desperation. Airlines simply can't raise fares fast enough to keep pace with the surging price of oil, which began the year under $100 and has gone as high as $145 a barrel. So they're resorting desperate measures to cut costs, anything they can do to sort of stem the red ink.
Well, this last measure is going to save, the airline says, $10 million over the course of a year. But, you know, when we're talking fuel prices in the billions over the course of a year, that's not much. Are they going to be able to nickel and dime their way to solvency again if fuel stays at the levels that it's currently at?
No way. This is just, like I said, that's why it's a measure of desperation. You can't nickel and dime your way out of this crisis, and not just U.S. Airways, but all of the large U.S. airlines are bleeding red ink and moving closer and closer toward bankruptcy simply because of the rapid increase in the price of oil.
We've already said that they can't nickel and dime their way to saving to make up for this, but they can't raise rates, fares, fast enough to deal with the escalating cost of fuel. At some point, it's got to reach a critical mass. What's going to happen?
Yeah, let me give you a couple of numbers here to consider. The first number is $3.8 billion. That is the amount that all U.S. airlines combined made in profit last year. Second number is $18 billion. That is the added fuel expense that those airlines are expected to incur this year. So you can see that they are going over a cliff financially because of oil prices. And, you know, what are you going to see? I think there's a very good chance you're going to see a smaller industry. You're going to have to see a smaller industry. And you're going to see some airlines either merge or go out of business altogether. It's if oil prices do not ease from their current levels.
Well, we've documented that capacities all across the country and all airlines are being diminished right now to fill up these planes as they fly and make more money per flight. But at some point, if there's less capacity and there are fewer airlines, won't prices of fares then have to go up at some point?
Fares are going to go up, period. I mean, you can count on that because the industry has to raise fares to recoup some of these costs. Airline fares right now are 50% what they were when the industry was deregulated in 1978, if you factor in, you know, inflation into that.
As an American industry, the airline industry is relatively new. Outside of the problems created by and after 9/11, is this the biggest stress, the most stress that American airlines have ever seen before?
This could be bigger than post 9/11. The issues that were affecting the industry after 9/11 were largely under their control. Sure, 9/11 gave them a big hit, but a lot of their problems back early in this decade were efficiency, were employee costs, labor costs, things, and overcapacity in the industry. There was just too much capacity. They were selling tickets at too low of fares. Those were things within management's control, and they were able to get those under control and restore profitability. This time around, oil prices are out of their control. They can't do a darn thing about the price of oil. And so really, it's forcing them to resort to desperate measures like what we're talking about today.